More news stories now with a Highland cow saved from slaughter, a former Merchant Navy captain achieves his dream, and two music fans fell in love while making a soul single.
It's not her time. That was the defiant message from a city animal lover who has stopped a beloved Highland cow from being sent to slaughter. Taverham Mill's herd of Highland cattle have attracted hundreds of visitors to the Anglian Water Nature Reserve in recent years. But one of the majestic animals, Rose, was facing her final days due to ill health. Sandy Lowe had been in talks to save the cow and had secured a place at Hillside Animal Sanctuary near Spixworth. The 66-year-old woman had been in touch with bosses at Anglian Water and said, "I will literally chain myself to the fence before I let them take her. It's not her time." Her battle to save Rose was far from straightforward, though. Sandy continued, "At first I was told I could not take her. Then I was told I could have her for £500. Then I was told I could just take her. And then they said no again. I'd seen her, and she was old and slow, but she did not deserve to die. And now, after the evening news got involved, Sandy has triumphed and Rose will be able to live out her days in a sanctuary."
A social housing provider has celebrated its 60th birthday in a ceremony with current and former board members, senior staff and tenants. Broadland Housing Association, formed in 1963, marked the occasion at its first development of homes, which was built in 1967 at Shipfield in Sprowston, where tenants joined in the celebrations with a barbecue. Chief Executive Michael Newey said the association will continue to focus on tackling housing need and inequality, getting closer to our tenants, staying independent and maintaining our geographical focus.
A Lowestoft man with a passion for flying has finally achieved his dream and opened a flying school at Norwich Airport. Rob Clark, 42, served in the Merchant Navy for 26 years and became a captain in the offshore sector. But after deciding on a career change, he has opened the Norwich Aviation Centre, based in the old Park and Ride office building on the edge of Norwich Airport. It currently has three aircraft available for flight training, air experiences and pilot private hire, with a fourth coming soon and two very exciting aircraft arriving later in the year. Mr. Clark said, "I have assembled a team of very experienced and highly respected instructors, many of whom have ties to major UK airlines. We are here to train everyone, from those wishing to have an RAF career, business jet career, a move to the airlines, or those that wish to fly for fun."
A Just Stop Oil member from Norwich was arrested after a West End stunt. Four protesters locked themselves to the stage at London's Sondheim Theatre while Les Miserables was being performed. The show was stopped, and in a video of the scene, the crowd can be heard booing the protesters. The theatre was evacuated by 9:10 p.m. The Metropolitan Police confirmed that five people had been arrested. Noah Crane from Buxton near Aylsham was one of the protesters. Mr. Crane has recently finished studying at Notre Dame Sixth Form in Norwich and is spending his gap year recruiting for Just Stop Oil. He was previously arrested on King Charles III's coronation day when police intercepted a planned protest.
A Norwich Northern soul nut has spoken of his experience of falling in love while making a record with a long-distance friend during lockdown. When city musician John O'Heal challenged his singer-songwriter mate Sally Larkin from Bristol to make music recreating 1960s-style soul, he did not realise it was the start of a blossoming relationship. The pair, who are both divorced, spent 3 years chatting online while putting the 7-inch single vinyl together and eventually became a couple at the end of the lockdown. Naming themselves Sally Jones and the Heart Healers, the pair are now preparing to release the single with its first dance floor airing at the Canary Social Club in Thorpe Road. Next, we have our first feature, written by Bethany Wales and read by Edward Stanley. A Bit Grotty or the Best Place in the City. The closure of 5 major shops in the last 10 years has seen the once vibrant St. Stephen's Street at risk of becoming a shadow of its former self. We find out what the future could hold for the gateway into Norwich.